I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. FAO Schwartz has always been known for its posh and pricey playthings, but it couldn't compete with the big discount stores when it came to mainstream toys like Lego sets and Tickle Me Elmo. Now, almost a year after declaring bankruptcy and closing the stores, it seems FAO Schwartz hopes to reemerge by going back to its roots and appealing to a more affluent clientele. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Welcome, Bob.
Hi, Noah.
Not much in the news about FAO Schwartz since the bankruptcy. What's going on now?
Well, it's trying to make a comeback. The toy seller is out this week with a revamped catalog that's being sent to, or at least aimed at, shall we say, well-heeled customers. And you'd better brace yourself before you start turning the pages. For example, why spend $100,000-plus on a new Mercedes when you can buy one, a scaled-down version for the kids for just $15,000? It's gasoline-powered and seats two. Kids, that is. You can also pick up such things as custom playhouses, $30,000 and up, a treehouse that includes the tree, $12,000, a rocking zebra for $9,000. And if that's just too much for your taste, how about one of these? I haven't seen this since I was a kid. That was a while ago. You can pick up a reissued Mr. Machine, the forerunner of all robot toys, for $160. Name of the game here, no pun intended, is exclusive and upscale. If you can't beat them at their own game, you create your own niche.
Anybody think this is going to work with this expensive catalog deal for FAO Schwartz?
Well, certainly toy industry analysts are saying this makes sense. They say the luxury market may be the only way that this company can compete, that they're never going to be able to win the brutal price wars in the mass market.
Right.
And they have, after all, taken a toll on even such big players as Toys R Us. By the way, FAO Schwartz is under new management by a New York investment firm that took over New York and the Las Vegas stores and bought the company's catalog and internet business. Now they're trying to steer the company away from the competition, and it would seem toward a potentially a more lucrative market.
Well, who's going to get the catalog? Are there enough people with this kind of money out there?
That really is the $300,000 question, if you will. $300,000, the asking price for an 8-seat 3D audio-video motion simulator. One of the lines in the catalog is, "When children are used to living well, they should play like this." But you may have already caught on to the fact that it'll take adults to indulge these childhood fantasies. Some analysts say these new inventories are more likely to appeal to parents who might see things as heirlooms here. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at a business that's safe from boom and bust.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and about business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Noah.